The United States has become the first country to begin a mass COVID-19 vaccination program for children aged 12 to 15. And younger children may soon be getting their shots too, with clinical trials checking if the vaccine is effective for children as young as 5. Here in Australia, health experts say we'll also need to extend our vaccination program to younger people before the international borders can reopen. Alexia Atwood has more.
14-year-old Julian Boyce is looking forward to life returning to what it was before the pandemic. So the New Yorker didn't hesitate when he found out he is now eligible for the Pfizer jab.
No, I'm not worried. I have a lot of trust in the vaccine.
And with camera crews circling and his proud parents photographing, he became one of the first in his age bracket to get his vaccine.
Excellent. How do you feel?
Very excited because I would be safer, and more importantly, people around would be safer because I would get vaccinated. And I also participate in a lot of sports, so I'll be able to be safer while playing those sports.
The US has now kicked off the world's first mass coronavirus inoculation campaign for children. Many American children still haven't gone back to school, so the vaccine program being extended to 12 to 15-year-olds is a sign of hope for parents and children alike. Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney specialises in adolescent health.
The reason why 12 to 15-year-olds could benefit is for a direct reason. Mostly they won't have a severe infection, but we can't predict who amongst the minority might get a more severe infection with, for example, pneumonia. Also, there's a rare inflammatory condition that occurs in children and teenagers. Again, uncommon, but we can't predict who will get it. And so the point of vaccination is to protect the many, to ensure that the few who are at particular risk are protected. Now, the second reason is that if we protect teenagers, we can stop them from transmitting both to each other and to their families and communities. So there's a big herd potential benefit.
Dr. Andrew Miller is president of the Australian Medical Association of Western Australia. He says it's imperative to vaccinate children before international borders open, which the Australian government suggests won't happen until at least mid-2022.
We're not complete on our vaccine program until we've vaccinated as many children as we can, because we know that there's a lot of pressure on to open up borders and that will bring in COVID.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration hasn't yet approved any COVID vaccines for use in children under 16. But Dr. Miller thinks the vaccine will be just as safe for children as it is for adults.
The reason why it hasn't been rolled out in those populations is simply that it's more complicated to get those studies done early on. But now that they are being done in large number around the world, we should be able to see this approval process happen very promptly.
So how far off do you think we are in Australia from starting to vaccinate children, if you had to put a guess on it?
Well, I think in Australia we realise that we're at risk of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory in regard to our COVID vaccination program. So there's a lot of government attention and effort on rolling this out now. We don't have a large population. We do have a huge amount of money, and we will have a very large amount of vaccine. And now that trials are going on internationally to prove the case that it's, of course, safe and effective in children, which it will be, and if we have no outbreaks at that stage, it will be an easy matter to roll that out through educational institutions and through the mass vaccine hubs.
Dr. Andrew Miller, the president of the AMA's West Australian branch, Alexia Atwood reporting.